From a stone shed in the Yorkshire Dales, I'm Mike Harding, welcoming you to another hour and a bit of the very, very best in folk, roots and acoustic music. I'm going to kick straight off with a track from the new album by Faustus. Faustus is Paul Sartin, Saul Rose and Benji Kirkpatrick. It's been 4 years since their last album, and I've got to tell you that it's been well worth waiting for. This is an absolutely stunning CD, full of fire, full of great musicianship, and it's obvious that the 4 years' abeyance has done the lads nothing but good. From the album Death and Other Animals, here's Faustus with a track called Slaves. Listen carefully to the words to this, because I think it's almost a definition, or certainly a great case or example, of irony.
From sea to sea, I shall be the victory.
Good stuff. That's from the album Death and Other Animals by Faustus, and the track was called Slaves. If you want to see them live, they're touring England, starting off next Sunday, October the 9th, at Lincoln Performing Arts Centre. They're going all over the place, Nettlebed Village Club, Holchuck Theatre, and then all over the country, finishing off finally at Colchester Arts Centre. You can find details by going to their website via our website, which is www.mikehardingfolkshow.com. If you go there, you'll find a link through on the tracklist page to do with this show. You'll find a link through to the lad's own homepage. Now, the next band are a mystery trio to me, Alden, Patterson and Dashwood. Their website doesn't tell me very much at all about them, apart from that they are incredibly popular in the Norwich area, and they're also going on tour to promote their album, which is called Call Me Home. And this, the title track, is lovely.
Call me home.
Mysterious Alden Patterson and Dashwood with Call Me Home, the title track from their new album. You can find details about their tour by going to the website. That's www.mycardingfolkshow.com. Go to the tracklist page and click on the link there and you get through to their homepage, which at least will tell you where you can go and see them live. I'm going to play a classic Irish song now from Eleanor Shanley's album Forever Young, one of the great voices of Ireland, in my humble opinion. The track is called Her Mantle So Green. I first heard the late and great Maggie Barry singing it way, way back. And it's actually quite lucky that I picked that track. I didn't consciously do it, because next week the show is going to be all about Napoleon Bonaparte, songs about Napoleon, tunes inspired by Napoleon. And it just so happens that this song I'm going to play you now is almost a taster for that, because it is about the Napoleonic Wars, and in particular about the Battle of Waterloo. A little bit more about next week's show before the end of the programme. But in the meantime, here's Eleanor Shanley with a totally beautiful version of Her Mantle So Green.
Excuse me.
So Green, Eleanor Shanley from the album Forever Young. I'm going to stay in Ireland and play another track from the cracking new album by Mary McNamara and Sorka Costello. Mary McNamara, great concertina player, and her daughter Sorka, a wonderful, wonderful fiddler. The album is called The Lady's Cup of Tea. I've already played one track from it, and here's another, the opening track of the album, The Steam Packet, The Lady's Cup of Tea, and The Humours of Scariff. Three beautiful reels played, in my humble opinion, at a lovely, lovely pace.
Thank you.
wonderful stuff. Geraldine Cotter on piano, keeping it all nicely stitched together there. The Steam Packet, The Lady's Cup of Tea, and The Humours of Scariff. Mary McNamara and Sorka Costello. That's from the album The Lady's Cup of Tea. Now, many of you listening will have seen at some time a series called The Lost Gardens of Heligan, about a set of gardens in Cornwall that were rediscovered and were brought back to life for a TV series, and are now, of course, one of the visitor attractions of Cornwall. And I just want to read you something here. It's about the gardeners who were working in the gardens of Heligan when the First World War broke out. And this was written by Candy Smith, archivist for the gardens. Quote, "There were 22 outdoor staff on the books at Heligan in August 1914. Only half remained a year later, little more than a third by 1917. So far we have researched the histories of 13 Heligan men who went to the war, and only 4 survived. But when they excavated the estate in the Thunderbox room above the date August 1914, they found the signatures of all the gardeners who'd gone away to fight. The Changing Room, that great Cornish band, have got together with the Lost Gardens of Heligan, and they've made a little EP to commemorate the lives of those men who went away to fight. The album is called Names on a Wall, and this is the title track, commemorating the men, known now, I suppose, only by their faded signatures.
They were young, they were handsome, they were vital when they fell. They did their duty, they were far away from home. We remember full of pride, and with sadness we confide. They joined in thousands, but they left the world alone. We wrote them letters every day, so many things we didn't say. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, then they said their last farewell. And now we read their names on a wall. Husbands and our brothers, our fathers and our sons. They were strong of mind and keen to take command. But their bodies, they were mortal, and our hearts are torn apart. They were fragile like poppies in the sand. We wrote them letters every day, so many things we didn't say. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, and they said their last farewell. Now we read their names on a wall. We didn't say. Instead we prayed, stay safe, be brave, stand tall. They read their Bibles whilst in hell, then they said their last farewell. Now we read their names on the wall. Now we read their names on the wall. We read their names on a wall.
Names on a Wall from The Changing Room. Lead vocals, of course, Sam Kelly, one of the most talented young singers on the scene at the moment. And that comes from the EP, a small album, Names on a Wall, a joint project between The Changing Room and the Lost Gardens of Heligan. What an incredible story that is. Now, Cara, as many of you will know, regular listeners, at least to the show will know, are a German-Irish folk band with Kim Edgar, the great singer and songwriter, on lead vocals, and a couple of other members of the band, Gudrun Walther and Jürgen Treys, are also in the quartet Letha, with Aaron Jones and Claire Mann, who are living in Scotland at the moment. Well, together, Cara make an absolutely superb sound, I think one of my favourite pan-European bands, and from their album Long Distance Love, here they are with the traditional song, Brewer Lad.
In Partha left a bonny lad, a brewer to his trade, oh. He has courted Peggy Roy, oh, a young and a handsome maid, oh. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. He's courted her for 7 long years, afore taking her favour, but along came a man who to Inbreton was swore that he would have her. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. It's well you gang along with me, well you be my honey. It's well you gang along with me and leave your brewer laddie. Oh, I will gang along with you and along with you I'll ride, oh. I'll gang with you to the ends of the earth, don't spoke to the brewer lad, oh. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. She's no been here since Monday. Oh, wasna that an unca ploy? Would no anyone be offended? Take her to be a lad for 7 long years and leave him at the end o't. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. Oh, be it so and let her go, but it shall never grieve me. I'm a lad that's free as you see, and small things will relieve me. There's as good fish in the sea as ever yet. Well, she's rambled up, she's rambled down, she's rambled through Kirkcaldy, and money's the time she rued the day that she jilted her brewer laddie. He's teen his cart and away he's gained the country he has fled, oh. He's left nae sark upon her back nor blanket on her bed, oh. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do. We a fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do, fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-do.
Fal-la-la-diddle-a-ma-di-dum-do. German Celtic band Cara there with Kim Edgar on lead vocals from their album Long Distance Love, with a great version of the traditional song Brewer Lad. Now, many of you will know Martin Green from his work with Lau. He's probably one of the finest piano accordion players on the planet, but he's also a really, really interesting composer and a really interesting musician in that he always has loads of ideas whizzing round his head. And many of them have come to fruition in his latest album, Flit, which is a collaboration of sort. He's pushed the envelope really well beyond the norm by bringing in analogue synthesizers and traditional singing, mixing them all, and then working with songwriters like Anais Mitchell and Kareem Polwart and Aidan Moffat. And the result, I think, is really, really interesting, but I'll be interested to see what you think. This song is written by Kareem Polwart, and like all of her songs, it's got a great element of deep poetry within it, but it also has a very strong message, it has a very strong didactic purpose. And in this case, it's looking at the plight of refugees and the dispossessed. But let's see what you think about it. From Martin Green's latest album, Flit, with Adam Holmes on lead vocals, this is Laws of Motion.
Searchlights at the tunnel gate, barbed wire at the harbor. Restless men and women blow like sand across the border. Broken bodies on the wreck line, not a friend to name them. Nothing left to lose but hope, how can anybody blame them? Strike that rod, build that wall, defy the laws of motion, but the radius of every blast is wider. Strike that rod, build that wall, defy the laws of motion, but the radius of every blast. mast and the anchor line of love and life, and the promise of another chance is wider, deeper, stronger than the ocean.
Laws of Motion from the Martin Green album Flit, the lead vocals of Adam Holmes, and the song, as I said, was written by Kareem Polwart, which brings me on to the next song in a way that I don't want to be brought onto it, because the song is by Dick Gochan, and some of you might know and some of you won't know that Dick Gochan, one of our greatest singers, also a fine songwriter, but also a good, kind and incredibly honest man, has recently become very ill. We don't know exactly what it is that's wrong with Dick, but he's had to cancel all his bookings, and it looks as though he won't be working for a little time to come, at least. And Corrine texted me the other day to say that they've set up a crowdfunding site for Dick. It's at justgiving.com. If any of you know Dick's work and know his music and his songs, you know what a greatly committed man he is. Wonderful, wonderful singer, and he's respected by musicians all over the world. People like Bruce Springsteen, Pete Seeger, Billy Bragg, they've all got an immense amount of time for Dick Gochan. So if you feel that you can help in any way whatsoever, then go to justgiving.com and just look for Dick Gochan on there, and you'll be able to throw a few bob his way. Meanwhile, just to give you an example of the man's work and worth, here is Dick from his album Handful of Earth, with a song about a country that he loves dearly and which also loves him very much in return. This is Song for Ireland.
Walking all the day by tall towers where falcons build their nests, silver winged they fly, they know the call of freedom in their breasts. I saw black heads against the sky with twisted rocks and run to the sea, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Talking all the day with true friends who try to make you stay, telling jokes and news and singing songs to pass the time away. We watch the Galway salmon run like silver darting, dancing in the sun, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Drinking all the day in old pubs where fiddlers love to play. Someone touched the bow, he played a reel which seemed so grand and gay. We stood on Dingle Beach mountain cast in wild form. We found that Atlantic bass living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more. Stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland. Dreaming in the night, I saw a land where no one had to fight. But waking in your dawn, I saw you crying in the morning light. While lying where the falcons fly, they twist and turn, all in your hair blue sky, living on your western shore. Saw summer sunsets, asked for more, stood by your Atlantic sea and sang a song for Ireland.
Song for Ireland from the Dick Gochan album Handful of Earth. And if you want to help with putting a few bob Dick's way, then go to justgiving.com and just search for the Dick Gochan site there. And Dick, if you're listening, get well soon, because we'd all love to see you fit and well and doing what you're best at, which is singing, playing and spreading the word. Now, Nightfall used to be called The Night Watch, but they discovered that there was another band playing early English music of the same name, so they changed the name to Nightfall, which gives me a great excuse to play another track from their EP, because I think they are absolutely wonderful. From their EP simply called Nightfall, this is the traditional song All Amongst the Barley, done absolutely beautifully.
It's now September and the hunter's moon's begun, and through the wheat and stubble we hear the frequent gun. The leaves are fading yellow and burning into red, and the ripe and bearded barley is hanging down its head. All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the scythe? Oh, the wheat is like a rich man, he's sleek and well-to-do. The oats are like a pack of girls, all thin and dancing too. The rye is like a miser, all sulky, mean and small. And the ripe and bearded barley is the monarch of them all. All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the scythe?
Thank you.
The spring is like a young maid that does not know her mind. The summer, he's a tyrant of the most ungracious kind. The autumn, he's an old friend and pleaseth all he can. And he brings the bearded barley to glad the heart of man. All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the side? All amongst the barley, who would not be blithe when the ripe and bearded barley is smiling on the side?
Lovely. All Amongst the Barley. Lead vocals, Kate Loxley, who also sings with that lovely a cappella group, The Teacups. The album is called Nightfall. It's an EP, but it's got about 6 or 7 tracks on it. It's really well worth getting your grubby little mitts on. Good stuff. Check out their website, because I think they're also on tour. Get there through www.mikehardingfolkshow.com, and you'll find a link through to every artist on this particular show and every artist that's ever been on this show. And by the way, if you just joined us from Canada, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa, the Falkland Islands, the west of Ireland, Tennessee, and wherever else, you can download this whole show to put on your iPad or your iPhone or whatever. And you can download every show that's ever been podcast and keep them for as long as you want. Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies are one of my favourite bands ever. They live on the continent but have strong Irish roots. From their album Bricks and Feathers, this is a track called Hit a Wall in Me, which is a lovely, funny, strong song. And after that, I will tell you a little bit about their upcoming tour. Meanwhile, Hit a Wall in Me.
Hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I ain't getting pushed around, hit a wall in me. Hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I'll be standing my ground, hit a wall in me. Trouble, brother, I don't want to fight, and I sure got enough worries for the both of us tonight. Well, hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I ain't getting pushed around, hit a wall in me. Hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I'll be standing my ground. Jim, I headed up to here, and I've been letting people walk all over me for years. Boy, you got it coming, you'll be sorry when I'm through. What a shame the barricade was never meant for you. Well, hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I ain't getting pushed around, you hit a wall in me. Hit a wall in me now, hit a wall in me. I'll be standing my ground, you hit a wall in me.
Harry Bird and the Rubber Wellies from their album Bricks and Feathers with Hit a Wall in Me. They started their tour last night on the 1st of October in Lincoln, and they go on to Brighton, Lewis, Deal, Kettering, Barnsley, County Durham, and finish off at the Tarset Village Hall in Lanehead, Northumberland, on the 14th of October. Do go and see them, because live they're even better than they are on CD. Good stuff. Here's another track from the Northern Sky album from Pete Coots, great singer-songwriter, originally from Aberdeenshire. I've played a track already from the album, and I'm going to play you the title track now, because I think it is simply quite lovely.
Mm-hmm. never felt magic as crazy as this. I never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I never held emotion in the palm of my hand, or felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky. It's been a long time that I'm waiting. It's been a long time that I roam. It's been a long time that I've wondered through the people I have known. Oh, if you would and you could straighten my new mind's eye. Never saw moons, knew the meaning of the sea. I've never held emotion in the palm of my hand, or felt sweet breezes in the top of a tree. But now you're here, bright in my northern sky. Bright in my northern sky. Bright in my northern sky. Bright in my northern sky.
Bright in my northern sky. What a lovely line. That's Northern Sky from Pete Quitt's album of the same name. Now, I've already played one track from the new Lady Maisery album, Cycle, and I'm going to play you another one now. The track I've chosen is The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood, a beautiful song which was originally a poem by Richard Farina, which he set to the Irish traditional air, My Lagan Love. As many of you know, Richard died in 1966 in a motorbike accident, and his wife, Mimi Farina, sang it on the album Memories 2 years after his death. It's a beautiful, beautiful song, and I think that the Lady Maisery version is just about as good as it gets.
As gentle tides go rolling by, along the salt sea strand, the colours blend and roll as one. Together in the sand, and often do the wind
Great little band, Lady Masury there with a wonderful version of the Richard Farina song, The Quiet Joys of Brotherhood. The album is called Cycle. And the instrument you can hear in the background, some of you will know, some won't, is a bansitar, which is a cross between a banjo and a sitar. And you know what? They can't touch you for it. Okay, a track now which is just entirely and utterly self-indulgent, but it's my show, and I'll do what I want. As a lunatic harmonica player of no great ability, I collect harmonica CDs, particularly old-timey harmonica or traditional Irish, Scots or Canadian Nova Scotian harmonica players. I just came across Buddy Green the other day, fantastic harmonica player, and from his album Harmonica Anthology, what an original title that is. This is a brilliant version of The Train That Carried My Girl From Town.
There goes a train to carry my gal from town. If I know the number, Lord, I'd flag her down. Hello, Central, give me 609. Well, I want to talk to that woman of mine. Well, hey, that train to carry my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. Coffee's getting cold, and some dirty rounder stole my jelly roll. If I had a gun, I'd let the hammer down, Lord. I'd shoot that rounder, took my gal from town. Hey, the train to carry girl from town. Hey, hey, hey. Train left town, I stand on the corner with my head hung down. I wish to the Lord that the train would break, kill that engineer and break the fireman's neck. Hey, the train that carried my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey. And dust to dust, show me a woman that a man can trust. There goes my gal, somebody bring her back. She got her hand in my money sack. Hey, that train to carry my girl from town. Hey, 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 hey.
Hot diggity. Hell yeah. The train that carried my girl from town. Buddy Green from his album Harmonica Anthology, especially for all you tin sandwich and gob iron fanatics out there. Now, a recent songwriting project by the English Folk Dance and Song Society and the Parliament of the United Kingdom is a celebration of both the House of Commons and the idea of democracy, which people would have you believe began in ancient Greece and then fell by the wayside until it was resurrected by Oliver Cromwell lopping off the king's head. I'm sure we could argue forever on the subject of democracy, but what it has produced is a really cracking album called Sweet Liberties. And the band concerned have called themselves Sweet Liberties. And that's comprised of Sam Carter, Martin Joseph, Nancy Kerr, Nick Cook, Maz O'Connor and Patsy Reid, all whom, of course, are great artists, singers and songwriters in their own right. Patsy, as well, is one of our finest fiddlers. Now, I've chosen from the album Sweet Liberties a song called Rich Man's Hill, written by Maz O'Connor. and Maz tells me that Richmond's Hill is a play on the words Richmond Hill. There was a lass on Richmond Hill, of course, is the opening line of a famous old folk song. And I'll read you what Maz says on her website. Quote, "My song, Richmond's Hill, is about inequality in Britain and is from the point of view of a homeless man wandering round a wealthy part of London and dreaming of owning such mansions himself one day. It's a call for empathy and compassion as things get more and more divided, especially in London, which is where I've lived for the last few years. This is a powerful, powerful song, and I love it to bits."
Have you ever been to Richmond's Hill? There's cars there made of gold, and no one rummaging through rubbish bins. And I heard no one ever grows old. I found myself there on a warm summer's day. Didn't take them long to move me on, but I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home. And have you ever been to Richmond's Hill? I swear the pavements gleam, and all the little girls wear their hair in little curls, and their cheeks are strawberries and cream. They looked at me with a vague anxiety, something they knew just shouldn't be. But I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home. I've been all round this city, I've been all round my doesn't stick to me. I seek, but I do not find. Well, maybe, maybe some of us were made to be safe. A stranger's arms were my cradle. Strange streets shall be my grave. But have you ever been to Richmond's Hill? There's houses made for kings. How could anybody find themselves unhappy, surrounded by so many shiny things? I know they think I'm crazy, I know they think I'm small, I know they think that I don't think at all. But I don't mind, I know I'm bound to find my own hilltop home. My own hilltop home. My own home.
Have you ever been to Richmond's Hill? There's cars there made of gold. What a cracking song from the album Sweet Liberties, Maz O'Connor with Richmond's Hill. Damn good song that. And she's a cracking little singer too. First came across Maz when her brother Joe was one of the nominations for the BBC Radio 2 Young Folk Award, and Maz came along and sang a couple of songs and we were completely knocked out. And then of course she went on to enter herself, and she's since then had a career as a singer and songwriter, and deservedly so, because she's great. I mentioned at the head of the show that next week's show is going to be devoted entirely to songs about Napoleon Bonaparte. There are more songs written about Napoleon Bonaparte than any other historical figure except Jesus Christ, would you believe? Some of them are anti-Boney, some of them are pro-Boney, but all of them are wonderfully interesting. So that's a complete show devoted entirely to great folk songs and tunes about Napoleon. And this is one of them. It won't be in next week's show, but there will be a version of it on old-timey concertina Jody Kruskal and on fiddle Luke Richardson, from the album Waiting for the Boatman, with a tune called Bonaparte's Retreat, which began over here in the UK, one presumes, and made its way to Appalachia, where it became a standard old-timey tune. And would you believe there are also a set of words written about a guy meeting a girl when she was dancing to the tune Bonaparte's Retreat.
Thank you.
Lovely chilled out playing. I love the pace of that. Great version of the old-timey tune Bonaparte's Retreat. And like I say, that tune made its way into the Appalachian Mountains all the way, one assumes, from these islands. It was inspired by Napoleon Bonaparte, the little Corsican general that had the whole of Europe by the throat at one time until he arrived at the gates of Moscow, which was all a-blazing. And so we lost the Bonny Bunch of Roses, oh. Next week, a complete hour plus of songs, tunes and stuff about Napoleon Bonaparte, including songs from people like June Tabor and Mark Knopfler. It's chock full of great stuff. Just time for one more track. I'm going to play something which was a sheer joy to me recently when I was making a lot of car journeys to and from Manchester for various reasons. I put an old album on by Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer called At the Pure Fountain. And it's just two guys playing music that they love for no other reason than that they love it. And when people do that, and neither of these guys have got great voices, and they would tell you that they're not the best musicians on the planet, but something magic happened when those two guys got together. They were, of course, two-thirds of the incredible string band. And when those two guys get together, there is something deeply, deeply right and rich and authentic about everything they do, including this, which gave me great joy, like I say, as I was trundling up and down the roads. I played this album about three or four times on each journey. Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer with their version of the traditional song Salty Dog.
Fighting on the corner with the low-down blues, a great big hole in the sole of my shoes. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Sal, I know you run down stalking and a wore out shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Wildwood sitting on log, finger on the trigger in the eye of the hole. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Fired the gun and the bully went gold, landed down in Mexico. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Lying on the corner with a low-down blues, great big hole in the sole of my shoe. Honey, let me be your salty dog. Now let me be your salty dog. I don't want to be your man at all. Honey, let me be your salty dog.
And they kick the duck at the end of it all to make it quack. Robin Williamson and Clive Palmer with Salty Dog from their wonderful, joyous, craftsman-like album at the Pure Fountain. It gave me great joy, kept me sane through several car journeys. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, please, if you go to justgiving.com, you can put a few bob towards the fund to help out Dick Gocken, one of our great singers and great carriers of songs, and a fighter for people's rights and for people's justice too. He's a great man, and he's in need of a little bit of help. Thanks again for listening. Don't forget to spread the word, because we've got no money for advertising. Do look after yourselves, because, as I often say, it's a very strange old world out there, and doesn't seem to be getting any less strange. Ta-da!